Some of the things I mentioned last week or last night popped up. Just I think it didn't change that part of it as far as all three units can take a responsibility for it. You know, we didn't play as well in all three, and whether it was on our punt team or, you know, with coverage or our offense or our defense, you know, we just didn't play as well as we needed to. And now we got Detroit. They've had a bye week, too, coming off of that. So we've got to get ready to go and move on to them. But I'll answer any questions.
So Derek was frustrated after the game with what he perceived as a lesser role, and his snaps were down a little bit. What was the decision in him not playing as much?
Well, I think he had like 23. Okay. I think he had 25 gradable plays. It's probably a little bit light compared to whatever. We always said if he's between 30 and 35. And I don't know why, you know, we say 30, 35, but that's where it seemed like, and having him when he's been at his best because he's fresh. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, players can get frustrated. They want to be out there and have it make a difference. So, you know, I'm sure we'll talk to him about it.
The last four games, Ngakoue and Fowler haven't gotten a whole lot of pressure. What do you try and do to get those guys going?
Yeah, you know, we did some different things. We got some hits on them. We had, two sacks, I think. Was it yesterday? Was it two? One sack. Okay. You know, and sometimes you look at hits and pressures. I didn't think the edge, we got as much pressure as we needed to in the game. I know you can look at 92 yards passing, and, you know, they had some short passes. But and if there were some throwing some shots down the sideline, he got rid of it pretty quick. But even on third downs, I felt like we could have got more pressure. So we'll always ask for more there.
How much is it? Is the growth process for two young edge rushers like that when they're trying to figure out how to, you know, do things to trick the offensive?
Right. I think they're both a little bit different. Like Dante's challenge is that his footwork, and you'll see it in practice. Like he'll go and do individual drill work, and he's trying to get better at it. And then he'll come into practice, and it's a team rep, and you might see him do it two out of three times. And then the game, he reverts back to where it's maybe one out of three times. But where in the past it was, you didn't see it transfer over to the game. So I think we're trying to break that habit to where he gets, you know, more pressure, more upfield to where it opens up more of his game. I think with Yannick, it's just having a variety of games that he can use. So different as far as what we're asking each of them to do, but it's a challenge. They're learning not only the tackles, but the speed of the game and, you know, and just the different moves and when to use the different moves.
You guys
had the highest pass run imbalance in the NFL. When you look at a game like yesterday, any regrets at all about tilting too much towards the pass, especially in a game where most of the game, not all the game, you were within one score?
Right. I think that it came up at the end, Gene, with I'm sure I think it was like 7 minutes where I told Nate to go two-minute mode. And then we had one run in that situation. So I know that part kicked in. We'd like to have anywhere between 25 to 30 passes a game. You know, if we're in that range, 25, like I said before, if we're 19 for 25 for 240 yards, I'm happy. So, yeah, I think, you know, the number that we threw it yesterday, that's not ideal if you want to win a lot of games. Not for us, anyway.
Because you guys had Tyson on the field for that third and five play to Hopkins at the end rather than an extra pass rusher. Was that in case they ran or what was the thought?
Yeah, in case they run. You know, I think if it's not going to be run, it's going to be quick game. So I think we looked at that, you know, quick game is going to be hard to get to them. So the higher percentage that it could be a run. You know, they had that one with the sweep. Jet sweep play where they ran the ball and had some success off of that, you know, so we're anticipating a run style like that. So give them credit. They threw the ball. It was a quick game. If it wasn't going to be run, it's probably quick game, and that's what they did.
Do you like the way Julius Thomas is being used with a lot of the short routes where he's kind of having to catch it and then build back his own momentum?
Well, I think on third down, it depends. You know, at times those are when he's the second or third read, and you know, you'd like to have all those situations in third down where they're at least past the sticks, you know, to catch it. There are some times when a guy runs a shell across or catches it, turns and runs. So we'd like to have him catch it to where he can get upfield. We knew that could happen because we were chipping him. He had to chip and then get released. And with that, maybe if his route was supposed to be a run at seven, it was going to be at five. And then we said, if we do throw it to you, the last two are on you. You know, so, you know, there were some situations where it got down to him, you know, below the sticks, and then it's on the receiver. You know, they did a good job covering it, though.
He did catch a touchdown. How do you feel like he's – what's he bringing to the offense on a weekly basis in your mind?
Well, I think we're still – you know, we feel Ben Koyak's doing a pretty good job. So I think the ability to keep us, you know, with more options, the style of runs that we like to run – when Ben is in there, I think everything's available to us that's in our run game. I think Julius has gotten better with the run game. He still has the most reps of any of the tight ends. But I think we're trying to utilize him in certain situations.
Penalty or personal foul penalty on Dante. Is he making the strides maturity-wise that you would hope?
Well, I thought he was making good strides. I told you last couple of weeks, you could see a conscience in him as far as hitting the quarterback late or targeting. I thought he made great strides with that. Obviously, it was a foolish penalty yesterday. And, you know, it's like two steps forward, one step back. And, he knows that we had a discussion at halftime too. And, you know, he's got to grow up in that area.
Yesterday maybe worse than the others because clearly, you know, two steps out of bounds, you know what I mean? And just no reason at all.
Clearly out of bounds. You're right. I think that's what was frustrating in that situation, you know.
How do you feel with the level of effort over the last two games?
I think our effort's good. I tell you what I'm challenging our team with. I think it's the effort is good, but I'd like to see even more energy. You know, great energy. I think there's a difference, you know. But sometimes when you're 6-2, it's great to have great energy, right? And, you know, when we're battling through this right now, you appreciate that we have really good effort. But we're always going to strive for that. I think energy, it feeds off of one another. And, you know, I just want to make sure it's there, especially when it's needed.
What do you see from Blake right now, despite his struggles, that gives you hope that he can snap out of it?
Well, I think that, you know, like third down, some of those passes like to JT were short below the sticks. But I think there was 15 attempts. He was 12 out of 15. 9 we converted. So, I mean, some of them were not enough for the yardage. But I think his accuracy in some of those areas. Sometimes I watch it and I see great throws. I mean, the one to Marquise over the middle, the one to Ben Koyak on the 7 cut. I mean, sometimes it jumps out in front of you and you're like, it's unbelievable play, unbelievable decision making. And then at other times, it's like, oh, we missed the opportunities. And, you know, we went back. Dave and I were just watching in his office some throws that were made around the league. Let's look at the misses and see what is taking place. And you see it, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks are doing it across the league. So I think it's to try to create a picture to see where we're at with him. I think he is. I think he's doing some really good things. I think when we see it in practice, just like with Dante, we're seeing some of the things we want corrected in practice, and you're seeing it carry into practice and then also in the games. But just, okay, keep going, and we're trying to speed it up so where we see even more consistency. But, you know, you go back and, you know, like I said, it's a head-scratcher because you do see some great throws and some great decision-making. Then other ones, it's, you know, just got away from them.
Bortles was a very good deep pass thrower his first 2 years. This year it hasn't happened as much. Yesterday a couple misses. Are you guys seeing anything in his technique or mechanics?
No, I think that, you know, with Marquise, it's getting a feel for him, you know, his style of how he runs deep balls. There was one to Hearns, you know, you saw it where he had an opportunity for a big play. And normally we throw it right down the hash. Hearns kind of overcompensated, moved outside the hash, and then faded back inside the hash. And, you know, when you watch the ball, it starts outside and it fades back inside. And you're trying to get a feel, what happened? You know, did you not track it? Did you not trust the ball was coming down the hash? You know, those are the discussions that we're having in the meeting room. That's why I was just talking to Hearns out there now about, you know, how did you see it? How did you track it? Did the ball fade? You know, because it's, you know, you're right. You're analyzing everything, I mean, in great detail when those situations happen.
One more on Bortles is, you said a couple weeks ago you're never worried about his confidence, or is it? Have you seen it waver? This is 4 straight losses now. Do you have to?
No, I think he's, you know, what do I need to do? You know, is there something I'm missing? I know I missed some plays, obviously, that. But what else? You know, can I work harder? You know, I believe I'm working hard. Is there another step? Can I work even harder in some areas? You know, so those kind of questions he's asking. Football is extremely important to him. extremely important. I don't know if he's got a lot of other things other than football right now, and he seems to think about it a lot and wondering, you know, driven, how can he improve and what can he do to help this team? And, you know, it's just keep working. You made some strides. You did some things the past couple of weeks to help yourself. Just keep doing that, and don't get caught up in everything else that just adds more onto your plate.
How do you guys put defensive players in position to make plays on the ball moving forward? It's been great turnovers.
Oh, well, I mean, we've had a couple opportunities. Yesterday there was a tip, you know, a tip ball that came right in front of Gibson. You know, but that's another thing that we're scratching our head on. We had one last week with Prince, you know, and he dropped it. We had two this week that we thought were opportunities. The tip came over, Gibson didn't get it, and there was another one. Telvin, 2 weeks ago, had him in his hands on quick game. So I think it's when you see, you know, situations like that, they don't come across very often. You got to take advantage of them.
Blake continues to show this lack of consistency that he has been here easily over the last month. And you guys are still not winning. Is there any chance that Blake could be sit down at all, or is he your guy for the rest of the season, regardless of what happens?
Right. Well, I have great confidence in him. I think I speak for everybody when we have great confidence with him. I think when you say if you're not seeing the consistency in what area, like, you know, we're seeing better in third down, better decision making there. We saw, you know, his ability to make some tough throws. We saw that seven cuts where he had struggled in practice. He made a couple of those throws. So the deep balls is the ones that stand out, because if he makes those throws, I mean, it's a different game, you know, and those are difference makers. So those plays really stand out. So I think we just need to keep working at that and gaining confidence in it. But I don't see anything in the future that shows that Blake Bortles is not our guy.
What's the challenge that Dante and Gunny will face in the offseason as far as trying to – is that the best time to try and – improve some of this stuff that they're struggling with now?
It's like specifically...
Yeah, like with Thun, you said it's like he doesn't have an array of moves.
Well, no, that's practice. You keep doing that now. And off-season, that's hard because, you know, I don't know. He's in practice mode now. So, you know, just like what we're doing with Dante now, and then just transfer it over. But everybody has those little individual battles they're working on. You still find guys that will improve greatly during the season. But, you know, everybody has their specific things that they're really targeting to try to improve on.
So these 7 weeks could be – you could still see a big leap.
Oh, yeah. Guys. I mean, in games, it's unbelievable the strides guys can make.
Coleman since he's returned from suspension?
Doing very good. Had a sack yesterday. Again, you can feel that we're trying to get him more involved in some pressure. I think he's done there. He does a good job as far as open field tackling. He did some things that went unnoticed. He was covering yesterday and they went away from him because of tight coverage. So he's playing very well for us.
Pretty efficient game for Allen Robinson yesterday, 9 on 13 targets. Does it feel like he's making the strides you guys had hoped to see maybe a month ago?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, guys, it's such a long season that in sometimes in some games you can have glitches that show up and you just got to fight through them. I thought he's done a great job with that. That was never a lack of confidence on his part or us in him. I mean, he's a fierce competitive, so it was never a concern. I mean, guys have some of those situations that pop up, and it doesn't surprise me how he's fought through it and had a good game.
What's causing the special teams breakdowns? Three fumbles?
Right. Well, it was better yesterday, you know, the punt returns. You know, that part was good. The kickoff returns, I think, is going good for us. You know, we're doing a good job with that. I think Marquise has added to that. But the punt coverage, you know, I don't think we punted as good. Brad Norton's done a great job all year for us. I don't think it was one of his better days yesterday as far as direction. And if you are going to punt it more down the middle without direction, you got to have hang time. And, you know, we didn't have great hang time on that. So you look at spacing in our coverage, and we got out of whack a little bit because of the direction. But it's a play. We also missed two tackles, you know, so.
What was the thinking on the splitting of time with Ivory and Yeldon, particularly after Ivory showed so well last week?
Well, you know, I think we always go into it looking at both those guys, I think, you know, to keep them strong throughout the game. But you're right. I think they each had nine carries this game. Something like that. So, you know, they both do very good things. But, you know, if someone gets on a roll, then we'll lean more towards him. But I think the ability to keep them both fresh, they give us different styles of running.
Yannick and Dante continue to struggle, do you have any, and Chris Smith is still, you know,
struggle in
just in pressuring, getting pressure on the quarterback. Does Scuda have any sort of, can he
help
you with
that at
all?
Well, I think you just got to look at the style of rushes that they're having, Hayes. You know, as far as, is it struggling on drop back pass? Is it on max protection? Is it quick game? You know, is it on bootlegs? You know, a specific area that you're looking at? Because if it's quick game, you know, how much are you expecting for them to get out of quick game? If guys are seeing tight coverage and they're feeling some pressure, and, I mean, they had 92 yards passing, you know, and you're saying, well, we want, you know, we got to get more sacks. We got to get, well, I agree. We always want more sacks or tip balls or things like that, you know. But, you know, if they're feeling it and they're changing the style of throws that they're giving to where it's more quick game and they're getting rid of the ball and it's putting more challenging times on our secondary and they're standing up pretty good. If you'd have told me that Hopkins would have had, what, 5 catches for 48 yards and they had 92 yards passing, I'd said, done. We're good, man. We're good. But not mean we're satisfied. We're always looking for ways to get pressure on the quarterback, because when you do, then you can get some turnovers, you know, and you can stop drives. I think for me what was disappointing is I think for the defense you're always striving for more, and I think they should look at, what was it, St. Louis won 9-7, you know. So I think that's got to be the defensive mentality. If we score 7 points, that's enough. You know, that's all we need. Let's go out there and win. And you're looking for more of a dominating where you got rush and cover and you're getting sacks and turnovers. That part I agree. And I think we can ask for more from our rush. But I don't think those two guys on the perimeter, it's been, oh, man, they are struggling. I don't see it like that.
Okay. What's your level of concern regarding the special teams breakdowns or gaps in the last 4 weeks?
Well, the returning, it was a big concern. You know, we have 3 fumbles by 3 different guys. That's concerning. And I think, like I said, I think it's specific areas. Yesterday, the punt team. I mean, in a game like this, it's critical. And when you face really good teams across the league, boy, you got the things that are under your control, you can't make mistakes. And then when you have opportunities to make plays, you got to make plays. And I think both those things happened to us, and we weren't good at times in each of those areas. You know, a penalty when you hit a quarterback out of bounds. You know, we had a penalty on a punt return. You know, out of bounds. You know, those type foolish penalties that you have can cost you games when you're playing 2 really well-coached teams. And so we got to eliminate that part of our game. Also, when you have a chance to make big plays, you got to make big plays. And so both those areas where you need to look at as a team and clean up.
At 2-7, how difficult is it for you to keep your focus on the next game as opposed to looking back at the last 9 games and say, what happened? Why are we 2-7?
Well, yeah, you try not to look back too much. You know, I think you do self-scout-wise and see it, but not to go into that realm. I think, you know, that could be, you know, dangerous and a waste of time. I think, you know, you need every minute of every day to prepare for the next opponent. So whatever you can do, if you can keep your mind there and keep, you know, guiding it towards that direction, that gives you the best opportunity. Everything else is just really a waste of time.